brave black warrior after this.
Everybody's still talking about Anointed King Cuts at 5811 Masonic Drive, Suite C&D, near the Circle K store at the corner of Horseshoe Drive. Carmen King is the master barber, and he's doing up hairstyles like nobody's business. Miss Cotton Candy will have you ladies looking like you just stepped out of a magazine. You'll be able to relax in the comfortable waiting area, enjoying a Christian atmosphere. Both appointments and walk-ins are welcome. 318-730-4507.
Anointed King Cuts.
Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. They're giving back to the community in a big way.
Anointed King Cuts.
You'll be able to come in normal and leave looking and feeling like a king. Anointed King Cuts is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJO-FM.
I'm Denise Williams for Black History Notes. Joseph Sinqu, an African sold into slavery in Havana, Cuba, executed one of the most daring attempts to return to Africa ever recorded in the history of Negro slavery. In 1839, Sinqu and 38 other slaves had been purchased by two Spaniards and loaded aboard the slave ship Amistad. Once at sea, however, Sinqu escaped from the cargo hold and murdered all of the crew except the Spaniards, whom he needed to steer the ship. Sinqu ordered them to head for Africa, but the crafty white men aimed the Amistad towards the eastern shores of the United States. The Spaniards told the Americans of the revolt and the murders, and the Africans were imprisoned. But the slaves were defended by none other than John Quincy Adams, and the Supreme Court ruled in favor of their return to Africa. Joseph Sinqu, a strikingly handsome, cunningly intelligent son of an African king, dared to rebel against slavery in America and succeeded. And that was another interesting page from Black History Notes. I'm Denise Williams, and thank you for listening.
Kelly Sitting Services is a personal care attendant agency. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for the past 25 years. We are locally owned and locally operated. We would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion through our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you. Kelly is an equal opportunity employer. You can reach us by calling 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. Or you can visit us at our website located at kellyservicehouston.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT.
The time to heal our hearts, overcome our fears, and lead the victorious life that God intended for each of us is here. Now, the Coalition for Counseling and Family Services is a new behavioral health agency dedicated to encouraging children, individuals, couples, and families to love and understand that new mercies and hope start every day. If you or a loved one suffers from depression, anxiety, PTSD stress, anger, loneliness, issues of self-esteem, teen violence, obsessive-compulsive disorder, antisocial personalities, parenting, and other family conflicts, then you need to contact the Coalition's licensed mental health professionals who address individuals in this area on a daily basis. For more information, 318-793-5974 or 1-844-748-5222 for a new beginning in your life.
Too much stuff and not enough space. MiniMax Self-Storage, located at 3700 Lee Street at Industrial, offers commercial and residential space, which includes individual door alarms, coded gate access, fenced and lighted for your safety, plus climate control or non-climate control, whatever you prefer. They're open 7 days a week and can be reached at 449-8988. That's MiniMax Self-Storage on the corner of Lee Street and Industrial.
Trey Huffman, owner of Mini Max Storage, is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
May I have your attention?
The best of the old. The best of the new. The best variety in music.
Man, what's great variety in music.
Different music.
Tons of music.
It's awesome.
Online anytime, 24/7 at www.kaytfm.com.
For 100 years of slavery down in Egypt land, God heard his people crying and sent them a man. Tell Pharaoh, let my people go. God hardened Pharaoh's heart, he told them no. But on the last day, God delivered them. They crossed over the Red Sea into the promised land. I know that
God knew a way they could.
Mm-hmm.
God knew.
Oh, yes, he will.
God has all power in his hand.
I know he will come through for you.
Zion, get up.
K-A-Y-T. K-Q-J-O-M-M.
Your number one music station.
These are the hits.
I can say is ooh-wee. That's Demetrius West and the Jesus Promoters featuring Karen Hoskins. It's called Open the Floodgates. Shree Isabel right before that with the great I Am. Good morning, 29 past 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Your Central Louisiana weather is as follows. We're looking at 61 degrees for our afternoon high with rain and drizzle throughout the day. Overnight, it's going to be mostly cloudy with some early rain tonight. Our low is going to be around 45. Occasional rain and cooler temperatures for tomorrow. And Thursday's high temperature is going to be around 54. A little bit chillier than it's going to be today. Right now, it's 47 degrees under cloudy skies in central Louisiana. The Wade Hampton Show is what you're listening to on KAYT KQJO, the station for every generation. We love having you here. We've got birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. I hope that you'll avail yourself of the opportunity. Get those birthdays on. Last chance, 318-484-2500. Or toll free, 1-877-464-2500.
The Wade Hampton Show will be right back.
Reverend J.J. Rax. Reverend J.J. Rax was a prominent minister in central Louisiana, and he pastored two relatively large black congregations. He used the pulpit to encourage blacks to insist on being treated as first-class citizens. He was very active in the NAACP and in the initial integrating of the public school system in Rapides Parish. He served as bodyguard for the first group of black students that tried to integrate Bolton High School, which was all white at the time. He worked very hard to get as many blacks as possible to register and vote. On several occasions, Reverend Rax personally accompanied black persons to register to vote. Reverend Rax was fearless and very outspoken. Reverend J.J. Rax was blessed with having a formal education, having graduated from now defunct Leland College. Reverend J.J. Rax, a man of color, helping other persons of color to achieve success in a time of turbulence, turmoil, and crisis. This is Minister Joseph Nelson Sr. inviting you to join me on tomorrow for another person of color in Louisiana or Rapides Parish that made a difference in helping other persons of color achieve success in times of turbulence and crisis.
BNS Productions presents Gospel Night in Oakdale, Saturday, March 2nd, featuring the Anointed Brown Sisters of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. 7 p.m. Saturday, March 2nd at the Mowat Civic Center. The Anointed Brown Sisters. Also featuring Aaron Taylor. Here's where you can buy tickets in Oakdale. Ned's Bayou. Ned's Hometown Feeder Mart. The Canal Coffee Company No. 4. And the Jewel Quick Stop. And in Alexandria, the studios of KAYT-FM. Or call 225-910-4862 for more information. It's a gospel night in Oakdale featuring the Anointed Brown Sisters at the Mowat Civic Center Saturday night, March 2nd at 7 p.m. Brought to you by BNS Productions, another proud sponsor of KAYT.
This is Tanya, owner of Transformations Hair Studio, located 826 Main Street in Pineville, where we offer facial waxing, eyelash extensions, barber cuts, signature hair color, perms, relaxers, and no chemical relaxers for natural hair, extensions, updos, and braiding. Sorry, no micro. Looking for a weave? Transformations got you covered. No braid, no bind, sew-ins, and custom-made closures for thinning hair. And we offer bondless quick weaves. Enjoy a relaxing massage with the spy capsule, and Wi-Fi is available. Tuesdays and Wednesdays are Senior Citizens Day. Transformation Hair Studio. It's more than a beauty shop. Located 826 Main Street in Pineville. Our phone number is 449-3655.
Transformations Hair Studio, a proud sponsor of KAYT 88.1 Alexandria, 92.5 Shreveport, and 98.9 in Monroe.
Big things are happening at the Galilee Baptist Church, where the Reverend Dr. Charles R. Smith Sr. is the pastor. The spring revival at the Galilee Baptist Church's theme is looking forward to a new day and a new earth from Revelation 21:1. Monday the 18th, Reverend Eugene Stevenson from the New Jerusalem Baptist Church. Tuesday the 19th, Reverend Huey Tadamy, pastor of the Trinity United Baptist Church of Colfax. Wednesday the 20th, Reverend Joshua Williams from the New Hope Baptist Church of Coushatta, Louisiana. Thursday the 21st, Reverend Saron Williams Sr. of the First Evening Star Baptist Church. Friday the 22nd, Bishop Richard Logan of the Elizabeth Full Gospel Church of Coushatta. It's all happening at the Galilee Baptist Church. 4720 Lincoln Road in Alexandria, the Galilee Baptist Church is another proud sponsor of KAYT.
Well, it's the 20th day of the month. It's Black History Month as we celebrate the accomplishments and the achievements of Black people, African Americans around the world. And I got to tell you something before I get into this. Last night, I got an opportunity to watch public broadcasting, the PBS station, and they had on the program American Masters, Sammy Davis Jr., I Gotta Be Me. And if you have not seen this, or if you don't know who Sammy Davis Jr. was, then you have missed something special. Sammy Davis Jr., now, I don't care what you say about other entertainers. You know, Sammy Davis Jr. came up and was doing his thing during the time when I was growing up. You know, that was James Brown and then Michael Jackson. You know, the people that were the dominant voices in music. Sammy Davis Jr. had been doing this longer than them and was doing things that they couldn't do. Sammy Davis Jr. was doing, you know, he was doing impersonations. He was a dancer. He was a singer. He was an actor. Sammy Davis Jr. was a total package, for real. You know, a lot of people saw him as a sellout. Because he, you know, well, because he supported Richard Nixon. And so, you know, but that does not take away from his accomplishments as an African-American. And I just want to kind of salute Sammy Davis Jr. right now. You know what I'm saying? Great African-American. Black History Month. Now, having said that, let's get to today's birthdays already. All right. Today's the 20th of February. Happy birthday wish going out to Miss Patricia Eldridge. She is 28 years young, and she's living in Nashville these days, but she's back home with her mom, Janetta, and her sister, Daphne. Patricia Eldridge is celebrating her birthday today. Happy birthday to you, Patricia Eldridge. We've got Aaliyah Johnson on the birthday list. She's 29 years young this morning. Happy birthday to you, Aaliyah Johnson. Tamika L. Turner will be turning 42 today. Let's say happy birthday to Tamika on this Wednesday morning. And she is going to be doing a nonprofit donation thing for the Kidney Transplant Dialysis Association. Tamika Turner, happy 42nd birthday and many blessings on your endeavor. We've got Tammy Davis on the birthday list this morning. She's turning 50 years young. Happy birthday to Tammy Davis on your birthday. We've got Mr. Stan Lee. Stan Lee is celebrating his birthday today. Want to say happy birthday to Mr. Stan Lee. And if you say his name real fast, it sounds like one name, Stanley. I'm just saying. Hey, you can't make stuff up like this. You know what I'm saying? Happy birthday to you, Stan Lee. Also celebrating a birthday this morning. It's a 59th birthday for my man, Olin Cowan. Now, many of you folks who know Olin know him from way back when we used to call him Big Moo. Olin Cowan, turning 59 years young today. That's my dude right there. Happy birthday to you, Olin Cowan. You don't think I remember your middle name? Olin Rand Cowan. I got to remember that. We went to Northwestern together for a while. Happy birthday to you, brother. We're celebrating a birthday, another special birthday for me. My second cousin, Amber Yabanez. Amber is the daughter of my first cousin, Debbie. And Amber is 28 years young today. Hard to believe that 28 years ago she was born. And out in Brenham, Texas, that's where my mother is from. And so she's my second cousin on my mother's side. Amber Yabanez, happy birthday to you, my little cousin. We've got Jacqueline Freeman on the birthday list this morning. She turns 57 years young. Good morning on this Wednesday. And happy birthday to you, Jacqueline Freeman. Nana Teresa Montoya celebrates a birthday down in Nogales, Arizona. That's the place to be sometimes. Nana Teresa Montoya, happy birthday to you on your birthday. She's a minister down there. Man, what a joy and a privilege it is to say happy birthday to you. We've got Louise McLeod Hill celebrating her 70th birthday. Count them. Not 50, not 60, but 70. That's a blessing. Happy birthday to you, Miss Louise McLeod Hill, on your birthday this morning. Happy 32nd birthday, Miss LaFay Chark. LaFay Chark, celebrating her birthday this morning. We want to say happy birthday to you, LaFay Chark, on your birthday. And as usual, what we like to do is sing that birthday song for all of the people who are celebrating their birthday, whether we called your name out or not. This is for YOU.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday from the Wade Hampton Show.
And, of course, if you see any of the birthday people around town, give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash. Let them know that they are loved, that they're special, and truly worthy of the honor on this, their special day. Let's get to today's scripture right quick. It's James chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. It's very important that we hear this and hear this well. It says this: James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. In other words, getting your stuff together. You know what I mean? And it goes on to say in verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. You see, some of us are still waiting for our breakthrough. I kind of am too, so I kind of feel that where you're coming from. You know, some of us are, though, we're trying to make it happen by any means necessary. Not the thing to do. You know, by learning to listen for and obeying the voice of God, we can prevent ourselves from falling into traps. And yes, there are traps out there. There's the money trap. There's the fame trap. There's a sex trap. They're all set by the enemy for your destruction and to keep you from reaching your destiny. So before you make any move, ask God what to do. And God is more than willing to give you his wisdom. That's what the word says. And that's going to be the last word here. Hey, listen up, folks. There are two kinds of people in the world. Those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive, keep praying, keep positive, and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. If you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day, you will get it all. Hey, we'd like to see you tonight over at the gym. Global Impact Ministries is open for you 7:30 tonight. If you don't have a church home, Pastor Jefferson would really love to see your face in the place. And quite frankly, so would I. Hey, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. Take care of yourselves. Love each other. Love your life. Enjoy your life. We're expecting to be right back here tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. for more of the Wade Hampton Show on KAYT, KQJO-FM. We're the station for every generation. The heart and soul of Central Louisiana. Coming up next on this program, it's the Living by the Word broadcast from the Word Christian Center in Alexandria. Pastor Greg Tejada presides, doing his thing. We'll see you tomorrow.